morning, good afternoon, or good evening to whoever may be listening at whatever time you may be listening. My name is Rashard Neal, and I'm one half of the Competent Conversations podcast. And today I'm going to talk to you about purpose. When I speak about purpose to individuals, one of the rebuttals that I've heard is, well, I don't have a purpose. There's no deep reason for me being here or for me doing anything. I don't have this whole purpose thing. I just want to get by and go to a job. And, you know, there's nothing too extravagant about my life. Now, what I will say is, just because you want to work at a 9-to-5 job for the rest of your life doesn't mean you don't have purpose. By definition, purpose means the reason for which something exists or is created. It also can relate to objective or intention. Every day that we wake up, we have objective and intention. And if you think about it, when someone gets sick, right, or even take yourself, when you get sick, you want to find the cure, right? Because basically at the opposite end of life is death. And when we're sick or we're in pain or we're hurting, we're teetering closer to that side of death. And we wouldn't go see doctors if we didn't think there was a reason for being alive, that there wasn't something special about being alive. And we are all pieces to a larger puzzle. So by the fact that you were created, you have some form of duty. Everyone has a different duty. I'd say that. I agree with that. We all have a different purpose, a different duty. And on top of that, I also think that that dictates whether two people can coexist, whether that's in friendships, relationships, or what have you. We have to have a purpose that is closely enough aligned so that we can coexist with one another. Now, one of the main things, or one of the main reasons why I believe someone needs to have purpose is because it makes it, it's kind of hard for me to, maybe I'm coming off as biased, but from my experiences, without purpose, there really is no reason for living. It's like almost, it's almost imperative with life. And that really supports what the definition of purpose is. And when I see people who are not doing much for themselves, or they're selling themselves short, or they're not ecstatic about life, when I look deeper, they lack a sense of purpose. They're not applying themselves to something. And again, on the idea of object or intention, you could wake up and want to cook breakfast. That's an intention, right? That's the objective, to get something done. So think about your life. Are you telling me there's no objectives you have? There's no intentions that you have? And now all of those things that, all of those objectives and intentions may be, may not be your ultimate calling, may not be the thing that makes you feel like you're alive and thriving. But if you use those little small hints to understand what a life of purpose can provide you or can feel like, you need to, you can take that understanding and apply it to a bigger scale and ask yourself, what is my purpose that I've allowed to lay dormant within me? Deep down inside of us, you know, I believe a lot of us carry a shell, which lacks authenticity. And I'm going to do a separate episode sometime down the road on authenticity. But a lot of us are carrying around a shell, a facade, a personality that we believe is acceptable to those around us, acceptable to the world. And it allows us to get by. It allows us to be approved, right? It allows us to be liked. But deep down under that surface, there's a seed. And there's something that wants to break out. There's something that's always itching at you, or that small voice in your head or talking to you. It's a higher version of yourself. It's the potential of what you can become across the span of your life. And just because you haven't watered that seed, just because you haven't paid it attention, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And it could be so buried deep down that, you know, you were a kid with aspirations and your parents told you to think more logically, or whoever your advisors were throughout your life may have said, hey, that thing you want to do, it doesn't make any money. That's a whimsical idea. That's a whimsical dream. You got to be more realistic. You got to be more practical. You can do that for fun or do that on the side, but get your full-time job, get the security, get all that stuff down. And you've sacrificed your true essence, your true being, for a superficial system, a system that only cares about a dollar, which isn't something that's even real, and the way they care about mass operation and how things work in the world, right? And when you're doing that, when you're sacrificing what you love to do, the thing that beats your heart, just to participate in something that's not even real, you're dead. It's as simple as that. You're carrying a shell around, and you've become comfortable with that shell that is a projection to the world that, hey, I'm someone to be commended. I'm someone to be approved of. But the more, actually, it's funny, the more people that you feel you need to take a distance from, or the more people who may actually distance themselves from you because you're doing things a little different, that shows you that you're doing something right. That shows you that you're tapping into something that they are scared to tap into that has been lost long ago. But you can't worry about that and allow yourself to be a part of that same family and just, I was going to say living that same life, but it's not even being alive, because to live doesn't mean you're alive. You can be, again, a walking shell, just a shell of yourself. And this is the thing that's going to make you always be stressed and depressed, because there's nothing that you're doing that is like bringing you ultimate joy, because happiness comes and goes. But that joy, that sense of fulfillment as you're gradually walking in that direction of what you believe in most, that's the thing that's going to make you okay, whether people want to hang out with you, people don't want to hang out with you, whether life sucks right now or life is good. You always have this one thing that's consistent that will ground you and make you feel like you're worth something, and that, you know, there's a reason to be joyful. There's a reason to be ecstatic about life, because you have this thing that you just love to do, whether someone gave you that fake dollar or not. This is just, the purpose goes beyond that superficial thing. But to know your purpose, you have to be authentic with yourself and cut out the static, cut out the media that's coming into your mind. And when I say media, I don't mean just social media, though that's a huge thing. Media is just news, right? That could be, we talk to people in the grocery store, on our day-to-day, in college, whatever you're doing in your day-to-day life, that are feeding you generic, superficial ideas and concepts that are programming your brain, that you're allowing to program your brain. Because these messages, think of your brain as like you have a gate on your brain. These messages, you decide if you open up that door or not. A lot of times when someone's saying something that I don't resonate with, I'll hear them out for a minute and I'll take my stance on it and let them know that I'm not, because you don't want to practice being fake. If you practice being fake, you're just going to fall into that rut. So I'll hear somebody out, but then I'll say my take on it. And if we're going to just keep going back and forth, it depends what mood I'm in. Sometimes I'm going for the challenge. I want to show you, I want to convince you that this is the better way to look at things opposed to that. Or other times I'll just leave it alone. I'm like, okay, bro, well, you know, that's how you feel. That's how I feel. But you can't practice being fake, because the more you do it, it literally becomes your reality, which is scary. But again, I just wanted to talk to you guys real quick to emphasize the importance of purpose, and that once you have purpose, you have everything. We all were created for a reason. And think of what is your ultimate objective. What is your ultimate intention? What is the thing that makes you most happy that you will do all day, every day, or that just makes your soul feel full? That is the thing, the path you should walk and grow within every single day. Just because you're not an expert at the thing doesn't mean that, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. And the beautiful, harmonious aspect to this is that the thing that you love most, that makes you feel the most liberated when you're doing it, it's a service to others as well. Once you're fully immersed in a craft, a direction, you're going to be so good at it that your input within that craft, your dedication to that craft is going to help someone in some way. It's going to either inspire someone, it's actually solving a real problem in the world, it's doing something that the next person in society could benefit off of, right? So if you're not following your purpose and your passion, you're doing us a disservice. And we're here to leave a legacy, guys. When we pass, we can't take a lot of things with us when we leave, but we do bring our soul. I believe energy never dies. Energy is only transferred. So we're here in this form right now to live in this dimension for a reason. And you know what that reason is, whether you have buried it so deep or, you know, you may be ignoring it, you still know what it is. You can't, that's the thing about purpose. You can't erase it, no matter how far you want to push it down, you know? And when people aren't following purpose, guess what? A lot of the times they turn to what? Substances. They turn to other things to fill a void and make them forget about that pain, that voice in their head, that itch that they have inside of them. Once you, again, once you have purpose, you have everything. There's nothing that's going to surmount the way that that thing makes you feel, because it is the reason why you were developed. It's the reason why you were created. And when you're doing that, everything else falls in line. Furthermore, it allows for boundaries in your life. People who don't have purpose are all over the place, right? They may not have any type of schedule. They may be getting into this activity and that activity that's not benefiting them, right? It's like you're not building anything. You're not working towards anything. So everything, you know, everything is, what's the word I'm looking for? Everything is, it's a free-for-all practically. Like, you could do whatever, because if you don't have purpose, you're not setting up boundaries towards everything that's not aligned with your purpose, right? But once you have it, you know what needs to be done to get you to where you want to go. So you're going to block out the things that you don't have time for, because again, time in this form of life is limited. So you know that to get where I want to go and do what I have to do in this lifetime, I have to manage my time effectively. I have to structure my life effectively, right? Again, going back into relationships and friendships, who do you have time for? Who do you not have time for? You have to structure your life accordingly, and purpose is that safety net. But it takes courage to embody that purpose, but that courageous activity will actually be your safety net. So I hope that made sense to you. I hope that this makes you sit down for a few minutes or the next couple of days and reflect on, what is my purpose? What am I not living? What is my authentic truth that I'm not participating in and embodying 100%? Because whenever you find that thing, your life will change drastically. So I just want to thank you guys for listening. My name is Rashard Neal. This is the Competent Conversations podcast. If this episode spoke to you, I ask that you share it with the next person, because my purpose is to help people live a life of healing, purpose, and fulfillment. I want to change the world. I want to change people's lives from the inside out. That's one last thing I actually want to say. Now that I said that, I just reminded myself. A lot of the times when someone can't find their purpose, you know, I spoke about burying that purpose, but the other thing is that they haven't been healed inside. If you're going through a lot of stuff inside you that is like demanding your attention, that's really having an impact on your life in a negative way, you're not going to be able to look outside of yourself, or even maybe you may be a little numb to that purpose because you're consumed by your circumstance. So that's why I know that healing is one of the first pillars of my life coaching program. You have to be healed internally. You have to work on yourself internally. And honestly, I believe that purpose is found through trauma, through whatever, you know. And when I say trauma, I don't like to label anyone. I don't want to say you have this disorder, that disorder, this problem. We go through a multitude of experiences that are really deeper than, again, the surface level. These are spiritual experiences, for the better or the worse. It's something that's going to break you down so that you can come anew. And it forces you to shed the old skin that you had, similar to like a snake, right? And it's funny because the serpent is a symbol of wisdom in certain ways. So, yeah, it brings you a new wisdom, a new outlook in life, you become a new person, a new perspective. But anyway, my point is that if you're not healed inside, you're going to have a hard time finding your purpose. Or, like, because it could be two things. It could be you know your purpose, or you knew your purpose at one time. Some trauma or some life-changing situation has gotten in the way of that and created this block where you can't access that purpose because you're consumed by, you know, what you're going through. Like, you know, that whole circumstance is really taking a toll on you. Or you were given this turmoil, this trauma, to find your purpose, because when you work through it, and you get to the other side, it gives you that sense of, aha, that liberation. And now you also got the knowledge and the tools to apply to someone else who's going through that similar circumstance. And there's a multitude of problems in the world. And a lot of the times, successful people are solving a certain problem. So a lot of the times that blessing is in what seems like a curse at a point in time in your life. So you do have to be healed internally. You have to be okay internally. You have to be sound and just content internally before you can go full throttle after your purpose. So again, thank you guys for listening. And if it did help you, if you did resonate with it, please share it with the next person. My name is Rashard Neal. You can find me on Instagram at Rashard, RESHARD.NEAL. On Instagram, Facebook is the same thing. My first and last name. YouTube is the same thing. Snapchat is the same thing. And my website is RashardNeal.com. And again, I just thank you guys for listening. This is my purpose, to try to help you guys live a life of healing, purpose, and fulfillment. So thank you for allowing me to do that. Thank you for your time. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Take care.